His heart was beating hard. He recalled a story of Edgar Allan Poe's he'd read in Mr. Weinberg's class last semester, The Imp of the Perverse. He said, his mouth twisting again. And if I had, I wouldn't tell you about it, would I? There was a stunned silence. Mr. Parrish's assistant shifted uneasily in her chair. Just a joke, officers, Mr. Parrish said. His face was becoming mottled, as if with hives. Matthew means to be funny. Do you think this is funny, Matthew? Our conversation? No, sir. We'd hope to clear the air, Matthew, without bringing you to headquarters. Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't mean it. Didn't mean what? I didn't mean the last thing I said. Which was? They wanted him to speak into the tape recorder. That was it. Anything he said would be, will be, used against him in a court of law. Matt's mouth twitched. It was funny. No, this was serious. Matt repeated what he'd said and added an apology. The detective with the glasses was beginning to dislike him. He could tell. The other detective, younger and thicker-bodied, regarded Matt with some sympathy, or so Matt thought. Now you're saying you are serious? You are telling the truth? Yes? You're not lying now? Yes, sir. I mean, no. You're not lying now. I wasn't lying, no. It's just a dumb joke. Do you consider a bomb threat, a threat to massacre as many people as possible, a dumb joke, or something more serious? Look, ask the other guys. They'll tell you.